Jean-Jacques Cornish with the Africa Report. Good morning, Jean-Jacques. Hope you well.
Bonjour to you. I'm immensely well. Thank you.
Let's start with Mali. Mali suspends all political activity.
Well, you know, Mali has given up on everybody except Russia at the time. But, you know, they threw out the French. A very, very interesting initiative, the Algiers process to bring peace to Mali, because that's what they've got to do. That was making real progress, and then they rejected that too. But this latest one, suspending all political activity, is ostensibly, Lester, to maintain public order. You know, when politicians say that, you know that they have no desire to maintain public order, but to maintain power. And Colonel Assimi Goïta, the coup leader after the second coup in 2021, he's saying that no parties are allowed to have any kind of activity. These parties, of course, were calling for a presidential poll. Remember that in June, he said they would have a poll by March this year. Or no, they'd have a poll earlier this year in February and by March. In fact, by now, we should have had a return to civilian rule. That was postponed, and there's no indication of when this is going to happen. So the people are getting impatient. The jihadis have maintained their activity, and nothing that the Malians have done has stopped that. So bad news, I'm afraid, from Mali.
And there's a warning that Africa must beef up its maritime security.
Well, the latest one, obviously, with the Houthis coming out of Yemen at the mouth of the Red Sea, has closed the Suez Canal. And you know what that means, is that the oil and gas reserves, the fishing stocks, the trade routes, all under danger, in real serious peril. We've had the Somali piracy off the Horn of Africa. We've had piracy in the Gulf of Guinea. And every time international forces have been forced to act in this regard. Now, if the Africans don't manage to do it themselves, they're really going to feel the pain more and more. And I think certainly security analysts are saying to all the African powers with coastal, including South Africa, of course, but those with coastal frontage have to do more to protect their sea lanes. And South Africa, of course, is working there, but must do more.
Jean-Jacques, I wonder if you know, do South African frigates still patrol in the Mozambican Channel with now this resurgence of East African piracy?
I haven't heard anything about that. I mean, we have severe budgetary restraints on things, and that would be costly. So I must admit, I haven't heard anything about it of late.
Would also like to go find out more. And then finally, Britain's deportation plan with Rwanda, that's falling apart, but Paul Kagame is visiting London.
Talking about costly, 14.5 million rand to deport something like 300 immigrants so far. Essentially, Paul Kagame is in London because they're about to have this, I think they're calling it Rwanda Safety Bill that's going through Parliament. And that's Rishi Sunak's attempt to say all cats are dogs. You know, Rwanda's a safe place. The British Parliament says so we can send migrants there or asylum seekers who we don't want in Britain, send them to Rwanda. But the fact is, because this isn't working, the land and property that these guys were going to go to is being sold off. So they can only accept a few dozen of them. Plus, Lester, there's no airline prepared to carry these deportees, the 6,000 kilometers to Rwanda. So it looks like it's coming apart. But since Paul Kagame's had his payday already, he can afford to sound quite avuncular about this and say that it could work. But Rishi Sunak, you know, he's staged his political reputation on it. I think whatever happens, though, with the election coming, and it's a racing certainty that the Tories are going to lose that, I think this plan is certainly, you know, gone into the bucket.
Jean-Jacques Cornish, hope you have a good weekend. Looking forward to chatting to you next week with the Africa Report.